This is Al Simpson. Bill Clinton has clearly thrown in the towel on any real change in education. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, President Bush's thoughtful America 2000 initiative, which provides a genuine commitment to new thinking in education, was once actually embraced by Bill Clinton. But when the governor had a chance to push for true education reform, like school choice, Clinton snuggled up to the old special interest dinosaurs whose eternal idea of reform is to only and always just throw more money at the problem. Ted Clinton has cynically calculated that teachers' unions have more political clout than parents and their children. And thanks to big government, union-loving liberals just like you, Ted, he's right. Parents and their kids will continue to sit in the back of the school bus while the partisan, liberal, bloated teachers' unions sit up in the driver's seat. And once we allow George Bush to free up the parents and students, they'll tell you and the boys on the bus to hit the road.
Now, Bill Clinton is light years ahead of George Bush on education reform. He's proved it in Arkansas, and he can do it for America. He was the education governor, and he can be the real education president that President Bush never was. Contrary to what you said, Al, the heart of our democratic reform is to get bureaucracy out of the way. Let principals and teachers manage their schools. Pay teachers a living wage. Expand Head Start and early education for young children so they enter school ready to learn. Give parents a greater role. Make classes smaller. Bring schools up to date with new technology. Provide social services in schools to help pupils deal with problems that block learning. Above all, Al, don't make President Bush's mistake on school choice. It's wrong to divert tax dollars to aid private schools. Bill Clinton's goal is to improve public schools, Al. Your Republican plan would abandon them. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on the cable TV bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.